Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know that we've got bright people who listen to this show, though, which is great. John Parrotto is one of the brightest. Covers the world of Major League Baseball and the NFL, too, for a variety of places. FanRag Sports is where you can find a lot of his stuff. We just tweeted out his Twitter handle, too, so you can just jump on board after hearing what John has to offer us this morning. John, You've seen a good sample size of work, not enough for me to make any big conclusions yet, but is there anything that you believed in the spring about a team or a player that you don't believe now based on what you've seen?
You know, that's a great question. The one thing that I did believe, I thought Andrew McCutchen, you know, being locally based here in Pittsburgh, and it just, it's been the topic of a lot of discussion here lately. I thought Andrew McCutchen would bounce back strongly from his subpar year last year with the Pirates, and he hasn't. And, you know, I have a lot of people from a lot of teams ask me, is he washed up? What's wrong? Is it something mental? Is it something off the field? And, you know, he just, he's hitting 220. He just isn't the guy that he was from 2013 to 2006 or 2012 to 15 when he finished in the top five each year in MVP voting. And it's a real mystery because this is the last guarantee of his year of his contract. A lot of teams will have some interest in him, but a lot of teams are also wary, wondering if how much he has left. So, you know, that's one that that jumps out at me and right off the bat. And then the other would be the San Francisco Giants. I never thought they would get off to the start they got off to as a team, 12-24 at one point, but it does seem that they're starting to put things together here in the last week and a half.
Because of where you're located in my home state of Pennsylvania, different part of the state, I wanted to ask you about McCutchen, and it is because there is one thing I notice watching him is I used to think he seemed like one of the most joyous Major League Baseball players. One of the guys that had the biggest look of joy on his face to be experiencing what he was experiencing when things were going well. Has that joy went away?
You know, yeah, it has. And it has for a lot of guys here that were here a couple of years ago, you know, through the run of the three straight postseason appearances from 13 to 15. You know, John, they've fallen fast, very fast here. They've gone from 98 wins 2 years ago to, you know, they're last in the National League Central right now, and I don't see a whole lot of hope for them, you know, making the playoffs this year. And I think he's worn down by it. And, you know, I think he knew how close they were 2 years ago from being a World Series team. You know, they won 98 games, second-best record in the league, in all the major leagues. Unfortunately, they were in the same division with the Cardinals, couldn't get out of the wild card game scenario, lost to the Cubs and Jake Arrieta in one game, and it was over. And, you know, the Pirates have done nothing to make their team better since. They've cut the payroll, and, you know, their window of opportunity now is pretty well shut for winning it all or even getting to the playoffs. And I think it has him worn down, and I think it has Gerrit Cole worn down. I think it has a few other guys, too, that have been here for a while or kind of disappointed by what's happened.
I'm wondering if this might be the most interesting trade deadline that we've ever seen, because we've got some teams that have assets who may decide to be sellers at the trade deadline, which could open up an interesting proposition for some teams that maybe are trying to get better quicker to be able to go out and get some big talent if they're willing to deal with some prospects.
Oh, I agree. And I think Pittsburgh has a piece here in Gerrit Cole. I think they would be willing, even though he has 2 years of control after this left, I think they'd be willing to part with him in the right offer. And I think, you know, a young pitcher, 26, with ace caliber type stuff.
Sure.
He would draw a lot of interest. You know, the White Sox, and I know it's kind of a beaten through the ground now, but they have a number of guys who are out there who could help. David Robertson, their closer, Jose Quintana, the left-hander. You know, I know his record's not good this year, but he hasn't got a lot of run support. You know, they also have Todd Frazier, Melky Cabrera, you know, a couple guys, you know, bats that can help teams. You know, it's just going to be very interesting to see which way teams go because, you know, again, because of that second wild card, that's kind of changed the trade landscape in recent years. More teams have felt like they're in the race, have a chance at the playoffs than they used to, so fewer teams look to deal. But it may be the case that the teams that are at the bottom have some pretty good players this year that they be willing to part with.
John Parrotto joining us here. He covers the major leagues for a variety of places, but FanRag Sports is where you can find him, too. He joins us here on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. Who is the most under-the-radar or underappreciated manager in Major League Baseball?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Some guy overachieving or doing more with less, you know.
Yeah, that's a great question. I tell you who I think is proven that way. You know, I know he had a good reputation in San Diego, so I don't know if he's under the radar as much, but somewhat. I'm going to say Buddy Black. You know, I know he didn't get to the playoffs many years in San Diego, but he also had some of the lowest payrolls there, and he kept the Padres pretty competitive despite having low payrolls. And, you know, he's went into Colorado, which has been a tough place for anybody to win. And what I'm impressed with is they're winning on the road. It's something they've really never done in the whole franchise history. They're five or six games over 500 on the road already. Their pitchers, ERAs, are some of the best in baseball on the road. And, you know, I think it was a good move. You know, ever since Colorado's come into the league and back in 93 as an expansion team, you know, the question was, how can you ever get pitching altitude? How can you ever have a good pitching staff in that ballpark at Coors Field where the ball just flies in the big open spaces? And they finally decided to hire a pitching-oriented manager. Buddy pitched in the big leagues for about 15 years. He was a pitching coach. And he's done a great job with the pitching staff there. They have three rookies in their rotation now. And, you know, they're on top of the National League West. And, you know, I think in a situation where they're willing to actually spend a little bit of money, too, he has a chance to finally be the one manager there who can maybe win in Colorado.
I want to see that column written by you, by the way, with other names on it, and then you can just thank me. Just thank me there, because I'll look forward to reading that one. That's a good one.
I appreciate that. I'm always looking forward to ideas.
There you go. There's a good idea. Maybe for like a slow day in July, that would work.
True.
Tell me right now, if I was to say to you, who are you believing more in? Are you believing in the Yankees as far as being a viable, this team's going to stick around, or are you believing in Arizona?
I'm going to say the Yankees. And you know, you mentioned manager. It's kind of hard just to double back for a second. I do want to give Lloyd Lobolo props in Arizona. I've been very impressed his first year, 4 years of manager, what he's done. He was an interim manager in Boston a couple of years ago, and John Farrell had his battle with cancer, and he did a good job with the Red Sox. But he's done an excellent job in Arizona. But to get back to your original question here, I kind of like the Yankees better. I just like their talent. I think Aaron Judge is for real. I think some of the other young guys, Gary Sanchez, is for real. You know, I know Greg Bird has been hurt, and I think if he can get healthy, he will make a big impact too. I like the idea that they are in a little bit better, the Yankees, in position where if they need to go add some veteran help, they have a little more room in their budget to do it. They have some prospect capital in the minor leagues where they can make a trade. If they want to add somebody at the deadline to try to improve their playoff chances, And I like their team better than I thought. I'll be honest. I thought this might be the year. You know, they've had winning seasons, I believe, 24, 25 years in a row since their last losing season. And I thought this was the year that would end coming into spring or coming into the season. I just thought putting that many young guys in the lineup and in the rotation would weigh them down a little bit. But their young guys have really developed very quickly and really adapted well to playing in the majors and especially the challenge of playing in the largest market of New York. And I don't think they have a fluke feeling about them anymore. I think they're a pretty good team. And like I said, they're positioned well if they need to add some veteran help, too, to push them over the top. They're able to do it. I think they're going to be in it for the long haul.
John, I appreciate your time. As always, we'll look forward to catching up with you a little bit later in the summer.
Oh, sounds good, John. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.